From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome marhaba to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the blessings of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Let's first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that a beggar once asked a group of disbelievers for help. With mockery as their intention, they sent him to the fourth khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. The beggar went to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and made a request. The latter recited 10 salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, blew upon the beggar's palm and declared that close your hand here and open it in front of those who sent you. The disbelievers laughed and thought nothing would come out of, you know, simply blowing air upon the beggar's hand. When the beggar went and opened his fist, they were astonished to see a gold coin in his palm. Many disbelievers became Muslims upon witnessing this miracle. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the home of his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She awaited at the door and began to shed tears when beholding him. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her why she cried, she explained that I see your complexion has changed and you are in pain. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, Dear Fatima, Allah has sent your father for such a task that there will be no urban or rural house left on earth except that he will make this matter, Islam, reach it through your father in honorable fashion. This religion shall reach as far as night does. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spread Islam with untold effort and striving. In this incident we just covered that there is also mention of Lady Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha crying of love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was his dearest and youngest daughter. The names of her three sisters are Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, and Sayyida Ummi Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna. Her name is Fatima. Imam Abdul Rahman ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born 5 years before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He announced his prophethood. When Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born, the surroundings were illuminated by the radiance emanating from her face. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu conveys that my mother said, Kanat kal qamari laylatal badr, that she was like the moon on the 14 nights when it is full in the 14 nights, subhanallah. Her name is Fatima and it means to be distant. Allah Azza wa Jal has kept her, her offspring and those who love her far from the fire of hell. In terms of her titles, she has many. One of her titles is Batul, which means to be detached. This was because despite living in this world, she remained detached from the world and never allowed it into her heart. Her title is also Zahra. It refers to the bud of a flower. She herself is like the bud of a heavenly flower, as her sacred body emitted the fragrance of paradise, which was smelt by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The second Khalifa of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu visited Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and said that, respected Fatima, by Allah, I have never seen anybody more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam than you. By Allah, after your father, nobody is dearer to me than you. A multitude of hadith discusses the excellence of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha to acquire the blessings they bring. A few hadith are presented. In one hadith, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has stated, "Innama summiyat Fatima li'anna Allah fatamaha wa muhibbiha 'anil nar." She was named Fatima as Allah Azza wa Jal has freed her and those who love her from the fire. In another hadith, it is mentioned, "Like the Hur, my daughter Fatima is free from undergoing menstruation, although she is in the human form." In the third hadith, it is mentioned that Fatima is part of me. I dislike whatever she dislikes. I like whatever she likes, excluding my family and marital relatives. All familial and material ties shall end on the day of judgment. In the next hadith, it is mentioned that Fatima is a part of me. Whoever angers her, angers me. Her worries are my worries. Her pain is my pain. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the virtues of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will mention more with regards to the virtues of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam and thereafter we shall inshallah azza wa jal continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaaba dikha de maula, Kaaba dikha de maula, Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak,
Kaabe ki tajalli dil pe pade, Sab mail mere dil ke yu dhule, काबे की तजल्ली दिल पे पड़े सब मैल मेरे दिल के यूं धुले सब मैल मेरे दिल के यूं धुले
दिल नूर से तेरे जाए चमक दिल नूर से तेरे जाए चमक
अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अश्कों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
वर्ग जगह भर का काबा मंसर भी सुहाना है इसका महवर्ग जहां भर का काबा मंजर भी सुहाना है इसका मंजर भी सुहाना है इसका
है इस पे फिदा सब इंसो मलक है इस पे फिदा सब इंसो मलक
अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अश्कों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
मैं हज भी करूं उमरा भी करूं अल्लाह मदीने में ही मरूं मैं हज भी करूं उमरा भी करूं अल्लाह मदीने में ही मरूं अल्लाह मदीने में ही मरूं
मौला तू दिखा तैबा की सड़क मौला तू दिखा तैबा की सड़क
अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अश्कों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
जब पहली नजर काबे पे पड़े दुख दर्द सभी दामन से जड़े جب پہلی نظر کعبے پہ پڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے, دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے,
اور دل سے مٹے عشیاں کا تلک, اور دل سے مٹے عشیاں کا تلک, اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک,
مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک, اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک, کرتا ہوں نظر عشقوں کی چمک, اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک,
مدت سے کمال اپنی ہے دعا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا, مدت سے کمال اپنی ہے دعا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا, جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا, دکھ جائے مجھے آقا کی جھلک, دکھ جائے مجھے آقا کی جھلک,
اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک, مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک, اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک, کرتا ہوں نظر عشقوں کی چمک, اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک, مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک, اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک, کرتا ہوں نظر عشقوں کی چمک, اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک, اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام اینڈ ناؤ کنٹینیوئنگ ود آور ٹوڈیز ڈسکشن ریگارڈنگ دی بلیسنگز آف سیدہ فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا. دیر از اے بیوٹیفل حدیث آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی ہی ہیز سٹیٹڈ Undoubtedly, Allah Almighty has named her Fatima because Allah Azza wa Jal has taken her away from hell. In the second hadith, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that she has been named Fatima because Allah Almighty has freed her and those who have devotion to her from hell. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said that Fatima is derived from Fatamun. That means to get away. Therefore, the child who is called Fatimun, since Allah Almighty has taken Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, her children and her devotees away from the fire of hell, her name is Fatima. Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has further mentioned that though she was living in this world, she was secluded from this world. Therefore, she was given the title of Batul. At another place, Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has written that she was the bud of paradise, so much so that she had never been in the state into which women get. The heavenly fragrance would emanate from her body. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smell it, and therefore she was given the title Zahra, meaning the bud of paradise. Her virtues are countless, like the stars of the sky. It is stated in Bukhari Sharif that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, Fatima is a part of my body. Whatever offends her also offends me, and the thing that troubles her also troubles me. Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that I saw that my mother would offer salah in the arch of Masjid-e-Bait. Masjid-e-Bait refers to a specific place for offering salah at home until the time of Fajr salah. Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu has further mentioned that she radiallahu ta'ala anha would make dua in abundance for the Muslim men and women, but would not ask for anything for herself. I humbly asked, dear mother, why do you not make any dua for yourself? She replied, my son, al-jawaru Sumaddar. First the neighbors, then the house. Making dua is worship, or rather the essence of worship. Keep making dua for yourself and for the Muslim Ummah frequently with good intentions. Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the father of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned 60 manners of making dua. Let's inshallah azawajal read through two manners of making dua. In number 40, he says, when you make dua for yourself, include all the Muslims in it. In his explanation, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has written that if he is not deserving of it, he will still reach his objective by means of some other person. And manner number 42 is that the sunnah is to first make dua for yourself than to include parents and other Muslims. In its footnote, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has said, while praying for anyone, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would start from himself first. He further said, sacrifice like Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would pray for others first is the rank of special people. It is no doubt suitable for ordinary people to pray for themselves first. There are two beautiful sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the one who makes dua for the forgiveness for Muslim men and women 27 times a day be among those whose prayers are answered, and by virtue of those blessings, the creation is given sustenance. Whoever supplicates for the forgiveness of Muslim men and women, Allah Almighty writes one virtue for him in return for the number of all Muslim men and women. Dear brothers, rejoice. We have got an easy way of earning billions, rather trillions of virtues. Obviously, at present, millions of Muslims are present on the earth and millions, or rather billions, have departed this life. If we make dua for the forgiveness of the entire ummah, we will get the treasure of billions, rather trillions of virtues. Make a habit of reciting this dua, and if possible, after all five salahs daily, recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before and after this dua. Allahumma ighfir li wa li kulli mu'minin wa mu'mina. O Allah, forgive me and every believing man and woman. In the second year of migration, the nikah of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was performed with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She was blessed with three sons and three daughters. Their names are Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and Sayyidina Muhsin radiallahu anhum. And the names of her daughters, they are Sayyida Zainab, Ummi Kulthum, and Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anhunna. One of the attributes of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is that the offspring of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued through her. It is stated in a blessed hadith, the children of everyone are descended from their father except for the children of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, as I am their father. The lineage starts from the father in Sharia. If someone's father is, let's say, Sheikh or Mughal or any other lineage, he will be from that nation even if his mother is a Sayyid. However, Allah Almighty has blessed Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and their biological brothers and sisters with this special excellence that they have become the sons of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning their descent has been taken from their mother. There are three beautiful sayings of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he mentions that she has been named Fatima because Allah Almighty has made her and all of her children haram on fire. In the second hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Fatima, Allah will neither inflict torment on you nor anyone among your children. And in the third hadith, he mentions, undoubtedly, Fatima has protected her honor. So Allah Almighty has made her and her entire generation haram on fire. It is stated on page 732 of Fatawa Radhawiya Sharif, volume number 15, that among the Ahli Bayt, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyida Fatima Zahra, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhum are absolutely safe from hell forever. There is a consensus on it. Moreover, about the blessed Sayyids who will arrive in this world until the Day of Judgment, it is stated, there is a great hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are really Sayyid in the knowledge of the Lord, that they will not be punished in the hereafter for any sin. Subhanallah. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away on the 3rd of Ramadan, 11th Hijri, 6 months after the apparent demise of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. According to an authentic opinion, her blessed shrine is located in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on her and forgive us without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, Sayyidina Shaykh Sa'di rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions in his beautiful poetry in Gulistan-e-Sa'di, and this beautiful famous dua he makes, and we all make this dua through the sake of the Ahlul Bayt and especially the offspring of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for paradise and for salvation. And he says, Khudaya bahaqe bani Fatima kibar qawli ima kunam khatima agar da'watam rad kuni war qabool mano dasto damane aale rasool. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had great love for Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Whenever she appeared, he would greet her by saying, Marhaba bi ibnati, welcome my daughter. And he would make her sit next to him, subhanallah. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said that I never saw anybody resemble the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in mannerism, appearance and conversation more than Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He would stand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand to welcome her. He would kiss her hand and make her sit in his place. When he visited her, she would stand out of respect, kiss the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make him sit where she was previously sitting. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala also recalled, apart from her father, I never saw anybody more truthful than Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. If only those who claim to love Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha would adopt the sunnah in every aspect of their lives and become living embodiments of it. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's look at the lifestyle of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and how she would devote her life in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I would see my mother praying at night in the mihrab of Masjid-e-Bayt at home. Until Fajr time, she would profusely pray for the Muslim Ummah. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to sit in her room after Asr on Fridays and ask her maid servant Sayyida Fidla radiyallahu ta'ala anha to stand outside. When the sun began to set, would tell her that, upon which Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha would raise her hand in dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, there is a specific time on Friday. A Muslim who finds this and asks from Allah Azza wa Jal during this time shall be given what they ask from him as a certainty. Yet that time is brief. Subhanallah. And Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she would ask Sayyida Fidla radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who had maid servant, to inform her and to update her whenever it was time for sunset. The author of Bahar Shariat, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has written that there are two prevalent opinions regarding when this time is. From when the Imam sits to deliver a khutbah until the end of Jumu'ah Salah, that is number one. And the second is the last hour of Friday. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha's marriage took place in the second year after Hijrah, either in the month of Safar, Rajab or Ramadan. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, who lived far from the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Haritha bin Uman radiyallahu ta'ala, who offered his home to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, who situated near the home of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When time came for Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anha to marry Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyida Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha requested for soil to be brought from the Batha Valley. They quoted the flow of the home with this. With their own hands, they arranged the date tree bark in the ceiling, fashioned two pillows, and placed dates, resins, and cold water. They also had a wooden pillar installed in one corner of the house, so a water skin and clothes, etc., could be hung on it. They then announced, "We have not seen a marriage better than Fatima's." Subhanallah. According to some narrations, when the Prophet ﷺ arranged Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala and her marriage, her dowry consisted of a shawl, a pillow filled with palm bark, a bowl, two water skins, and two flour grinders. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu recalls, Fatima managed housework, meaning grinding flour, preparing food, etc., whilst I dealt with external affairs, bringing food from the market, giving water to the camels, etc. She ground flour with a mull beside me, due to which marks were left upon her hand. She would fill and carry water skins on her own and sweep the house herself. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was the daughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even with this amazing honor, she lived an exceptionally simple life. She had a single sheepskin upon which she would sleep at night. By morning, the same sheepskin had fodder cast across it for camels to eat. There was also no servant in the house. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha shared a wonderful tie with her mother-in-law, Sayyida Fatima binti Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She displayed a practical example of the relationship a daughter-in-law should have with her mother-in-law. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu greatly valued this virtue of hers. He once said to his mother, "Fatima will ensure you never worry of household matters." The sacred life of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is an amazing example for us to act upon. This rings true especially for our Islamic sisters. If they follow into her footsteps and take on simplicity in their lives, they can run a home even on a low income, as evidenced by Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha herself. If a daughter-in-law treats her mother-in-law as well as she treats her own mother and accompanies her through life for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, the household will be serene. In fact, the daughter-in-law will have a peaceful life with her mother-in-law. If our Islamic sisters follow in the footsteps of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, lead a life of piety, act upon Islamic laws, practice the sunnah, perform acts of worship, and encourage their children to do the same, the latter will grow to become true devotees of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal keep you safe and happy in both the worlds. May He make you your happiness last forever. May He keep you smiling like an evergreen flower of Madina Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep illness, domestic problems, employment issues, and debt issues away from you. May your married life be prosperous. May you have righteous children, and may you perform Hajj and visit Madina time and time again. Ameen bijahin nabiyil amin. We should keep these points in our hearts, inshallah Azza wa Jal. By keeping these values in mind, your household will be peaceful. Strive to maintain a healthy relationship for our sisters out there with your mother-in-laws, with your in-laws in general. Be a positive force in their lives. If they say something negative, do not respond in a negative way. If the mother-in-law tells you anything negative, imagine that if it was your own mother saying something similar. Patience will be easy this way, inshallah azza wa jal. If you ever react angrily when your mother-in-law is angry, circumstances may become tough for you. Complaining of your in-laws to your parents is tantamount to ruin. Be patient, remember the goodness silence holds, and reply to the evil only with good. To uproot these misgivings, do not lock your door during daytime and do not whisper to your husband in the presence of other family members. When your husband, mother-in-law, and sister-in-law sit to drink tea or spend time together, ensure to join them. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, these are the ways to improve our household life. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had three sons, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and Sayyidina Muhsin radiallahu anhum, and three daughters by the name of Sayyida Zainab, Ruqayya, and Ummi Kulthum radiallahu anhunna. Sayyidina Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, they passed away in their childhood. Due to this, there's not extensive mention of them in the historical and biographical resources. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended to travel, he would first meet Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Upon his return, he would again first meet with her. Subhanallah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam headed to lead salah, he would pass by the home of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and hear a mill grinding flour from within. He would then make dua that Ya Rahman Rahimin, bless Fatima with reward of her striving as well as her contentment with what you decreed. Bestow upon her the ability to preserve even in dire financial straits. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu once asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is she, meaning Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, dearer to you than me? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied beautifully, and he said to him that she is more beloved to me than you, and you are dearer to me than her. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of believers, the Prophet's sacred wives, displayed immense and mutual love towards one another. It is mentioned, Umair At-Taymi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he recalls that I came with my aunt to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was asked, who did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love most? She replied that it was Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And from men, he again asked, so she said, it was her husband. As per my knowledge, he fasts abundantly and stands in prayer at length. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala was a true devotee of the Ahl Bayt and companions. Subhanallah. The virtues of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, they are written by great scholars of Islam. Perhaps the blessings that came from this resulted in the great Mufti passing away on the same date Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha did, that is the 3rd of Ramadan. He writes in the commentary of the hadith that this is the truthfulness of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She did not say that I and then my father was the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She clearly conveyed what was in her knowledge. Had this question been posed to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would have said Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then her father was the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We clearly see the purity of their hearts. Sadly, ignorant and those young men who claim that these two personalities were enemies, remember, love has varying forms, as does being beloved to somebody. One day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, my dear daughter, will you not love the one I love? And she replied, why shall I not? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, love her, meaning love Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha's hand developed painful blisters caused by grinding flour using a hand mill. She went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intending to request a maid, yet she did not find him at home. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was there, however, and she told her why she had visited. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha informed him regarding Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha's visit. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally went to her home and proclaimed, "Shall I not inform you of an action better than what you ask for? When you lay to sleep, say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. This is better for you than a maidservant." Sheikh Badruddin Mahmud Al-Aini rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, "Either Allah Azza wa Jal grants such power to the reciter of this tasbih that the difficult tasks become easy and they do not require an external helper, or its reward in the hereafter is superior to the benefit offered by a servant in this world." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Afterwards, I never missed the chance to recite this litany. Referred to as Tasbih Fatima, it is especially encouraged to recite in the Qadiriyya spiritual order. We should make it a habit of reciting litanies as they are very beneficial both bodily and spiritually." The veiling of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was unmatched, such that her name has become a symbol of modesty itself. When great scholars make dua regarding the veil, they say, "O Allah, grant our daughters and women the blessings of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha's veiling." Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked, "What entails goodness for women?" The companion submitted, "We do not know how to respond." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and told her about this, to which she replied that, "Why did you not say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that goodness for women is in not seeing ghair mahram men and ghair mahram men not seeing them?" Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and related this, to which he asked, "Who told you this?" And he replied that it was Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced, "Fatima is a part of me." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains, at the time of her passing, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha left a will stating that, "When I leave this world, bury me at night. The gaze of non-mahram men do not fall upon my funeral procession." She protected herself from the gaze of non-mahram men in her life and even remained worried about them seeing her after she had passed away. On one occasion, Sayyida Asma binti Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that, "In Abyssinia, I saw them tie the branches of a tree over the funeral procession and form the shape of a dome which they cover with a cloth. Then she called for date tree branches, covered these with another cloth, and showed it to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. She was elated at the sight of this." Sheikh Ibn Abdul Barr rahimahullah ta'ala writes that Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first woman in Islam whose body was veiled in this manner after her passing. Mufti Ahmad Yarqanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala adds that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wives and Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha will rise on the day of judgment veiled as they are from the special saints of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, we have alhamdulillah a beautiful advice from the Mubaligh of Dawat Islam. Let's go inshallah azza wa jal and listen to this nasiha, and thereafter we shall be back and move towards the conclusion of today's episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahli al-Jannah. This is the title of whom? Lady Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Tayyiba, Tahira, Zahida, Abida. She was the most beloved of the children of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him. And the narrations mention how when the Prophet alayhi wa sallam would enter a room where she would stand up out of respect for him. And she would make him sit in her seat. And likewise, when she would enter the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would stand up out of love for her, and he would make her sit in his seat. They had such a strong connection. Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha lived an exemplary life, a life that all Muslim women should try and emulate, should try and follow. She was such a modest woman, a woman who, when Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu asked her, what is the best thing for women? She replied by saying that no ghair mahram should see her and she should not look towards any ghair mahram. This was Sayyidatuna Fatima, an epitome, an embodiment of modesty, haya. And what's the reward of this? Subhanallah, on the day of judgment, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when everyone will have to cross the bridge of Sirat, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَالِدُهَا. Every person has to traverse the bridge of Sirat, this Sirat bridge, which is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a sword. But it'll become wide, spacious, like a valley for whomsoever Allah wills from His chosen slaves. Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha, when she crosses the bridge of Sirat, it will be said to the people of Mahshar, lower your gaze, for the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter is about to cross. This is the shan, this is the rank, the honor, the izzah that Allah Ta'ala has granted Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha. She protected her modesty, her chastity in the dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow others to gaze upon her on the day of judgment as well. This is a great lesson for the Muslim women. They should preserve their modesty. They should not reveal their beauty to other than those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed. And they should try and live their life to the utmost in accordance to the seerah of the Lady of Paradise, Lady Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha, if they want to attain qurba ila Allah, closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, these blessed and noble personalities such as Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showered their natural love, care and devotion upon the beloved child, their beloved child Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was extremely fond of her parents, and the princess of the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed intelligence, accomplishments and cheerfulness, earning her title as Our Lady of Light, subhanallah. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was known as Zahra because her radiance shone among those in the heavens. She became the wife of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and is recognized as the mother of Imams, mother of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was bestowed with various titles, including Zahra, Batul, Ummul Hassan wal Hussein, and Umm Abiha. The title Az-Zahra, meaning the fabulous one, was given to her due to her remarkable resemblance in personality to Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Additionally, she earned the title of Sayyidatun Nisa al-Alameen, signifying her leadership among the women of the world. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam held a profound love for Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha due to her kindness and deep affection to her father. She was developed in the prophetic school under the guidance of her beloved father Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the loving care of her mother Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Throughout her childhood, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha stood witness to the challenges faced by her father and remained steadfast by his side to offer support. In the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was a source of supreme affection and devotion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam acknowledged her exceptional qualities and held her in the highest esteem. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, with her deep understanding, devout piety and firm sincerity, shared a unique bond with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a daughter, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha shared the love of her parents, earning their admiration and respect. Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed special respect and affection towards his beloved daughter. recognizing her as a woman of exceptional character and virtues. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, well known for her wisdom, kindness, and firm devotion to her faith and iman, played a crucial role in the early history of Islam. Born with great honor and privilege to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the esteemed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was nurtured under the careful supervision of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a devoted servant of Rabb Azza wa Jal, spent her days fasting and nights standing in prayer, demonstrating profound love and heartfelt devotion in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This deep reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permeated every aspect of her life, making her a reflection of the exemplary character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her habits, most beloved to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, earned her the blessed title of Batul. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the perfect love for the Ahli Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us without accountability for their sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
From noble hearts the lessons flow, the path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.